There was a fair maid at Islington, as I heard many tell, and she would to fair London go, fine apples and pears to sell. And as along the streets she flung, with her basket on her arm, her pears to sell, you may know right well, this fair maid meant no harm. Her pears to sell, you may know right well, this fair maid meant no harm. But as she tripped along the street, her pleasant fruit to sell, a vintner did with her meet, who liked this maid full well. Quoth the fair maid, what have you there, in basket decked brave? Fine pears, quoth she, and if it please ye, a taste, sir, you shall have. Fine pears, quoth she, and if it please ye, a taste, sir, you shall have. The vintner, he took a taste, and liked it well, for why? This maid, he thought of all the rest, most pleasing to his eye. Quoth he, fair maid, I have a suit that you to me must grant, which if I find you be so kind, nothing that you shall want. Which if I find you be so kind, nothing that you shall want. Thy beauty doth so please my eye, and dazzles so my sight, that now of all my liberty I am deprived quite. Then prithee now consent to me, and do not put me by. It is but one small courtesy, all night with you to lie. It is but one small courtesy, all night with you to lie. Sir, if you lie with me one night, as you propound to me, I do expect that you should prove both courteous, kind, and free. And for to tell you all in short, it will cost you £5. A match, the vintner said, and so let this go round. A match, the vintner said, and so let this go round. When he had lain with her all night, her money she did crave. Oh, stay, quoth he, the other night, and thy money thou shalt have. I cannot stay, nor I will not stay, I needs must now be gone. Why then thou mayst thy money go look, for money I'll pay thee none. Why then thou mayst thy money go look, for money I'll pay thee none. This maid she made no more ado, but to a justice went, and unto him she made her moan, who did her case lament. She said she had a cell let out to a vintner in the town, and how that he did then agree £5 to pay her down. And how that he did then agree £5 to pay her down. But now, quoth she, the case is such, no rent that he will pay. Therefore, your worship, I beseech, to send for him this day. Then straight the justice for him sent, and asked the reason why, that he would pay this maid no rent, to which he did reply. That he would pay this maid no rent, to which he did reply. Although I hired a seller of her, and the possession was mine, I ne'er put anything into it but one poor pipe of wine. Therefore my bargain it was hard, as you may plainly see. I from my freedom was debarred, then good sir favor me. I from my freedom was debarred, then good sir favor me. This fair maid, being ripe of wit, she straight replied again. There was two butts more at the door. Why did you not roll them in? You had your freedom and your will, as is to you well known. Therefore I do desire still for to receive my own. Therefore I do desire still for to receive my own. The justice, hearing of their case, did there give order straight that he the money should pay down, she should no longer wait. Withal he told the vintner plain, if he a tenant be, he must expect to pay the same, for he could not sit rent-free. He must expect to pay the same, for he could not sit rent-free. But when her money she had got, she put it into her purse, and clapped her hand on the cellar door, and said it was never the worse, which caused the people all to laugh, to see this vintner fine, outwitted by a country girl about his pipe of wine. Outwitted by a country girl about his pipe of wine.